Exclusive, NRSC Chair Rick Scott, Dems are clearly in freak-out mode going into midterms. By Jacob Bliss on October 29, 2022. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, Chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, said during an interview on Breitbart News Saturday that the Democrats are clearly in freak-out mode going into the midterm election. Scott said the Democrats are scrambling across the country in freak-out mode with 10 days left before the midterm election, where he believes there will be a majority of at least 52 Republican senators and the Democrats have had to answer for their policies. I think we're gonna get 52-plus Republican senators. I'm optimistic. I've traveled the country. There's a lot of energy on our side and not much energy on their side. So we just got to keep it up another 10 days or so, Scott said. He said it sounds pretty bad when you explain how Republicans had 21 seats to defend this year compared to just 14 seats the Democrats had to defend. But, he optimistically explained that the Republicans are in good shape this year. Since in the three hardest races to win, the Republicans have been up in the polls, allowing multiple pickup opportunities. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, October 29, 2022. The three hardest races to defend are Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson has never been ahead in a public poll before. He's up. He's up 4-5 points. I was up there campaigning with him yesterday, the NRSC chairman stated. Dr. Oz had a great debate. He showed the difference between somebody that, you know, stands for what he believes in and somebody that doesn't stand for anything. He's actually ahead in the polls now. I always believed he was going to win. He's run a great race. Next one is North Carolina. I mean, this whole race, Ted Budd has been up. So that keeps us at 50-50. However, he then spoke about all of the pickup opportunities the Republicans have by listing off Herschel Walker running against Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock in Georgia, Blake Masters running against Democrat Senator Mark Kelly in Arizona, Don Bolduc running against Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire, Tiffany Smiley running against Democrat Senator Patty Murray in Washington, Joe O'Day running against Democrat Senator Michael Bennett in Colorado, and Leora Levy running against Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal in Connecticut. So, depends on what our turnout is. I think we're gonna have a great year or great November 8th, and we're gonna be able to start governing. That's the next issue we got to become. We've got to govern the right way and make sure we do the right things for the American public, Scott added. The Sunshine State Republican went on to say that the Democrats have nothing to run on because they have to go defend these radical policies that Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Speaker Nancy Pelosi and President Joe Biden have done. This open border, high inflation, you know, defund and reimagine the police, and no parent involvement in schools. You gotta explain all that. You can't do that and get votes. So I think they're clearly in freak-out mode. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.